Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. What a mighty God we serve. He is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, May the 16th, 2023. We serve the Almighty God. Father, we are grateful in the name of Jesus that we can call upon your name morning, noon, and night. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You are the God that we need. You're the one that created us, the one that keep your breath in us. We're thanking you today, Lord God, for your breath. Your breath is mighty. Without your breath, we have no life. But because of your breath, we have abundant life. In the name of Jesus, so Father, you said, suffer little children to come unto you and do not stop them. For of such is the kingdom of heaven, that the children are a part of your kingdom, just like us. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare they will be trained in the way they should go on a daily basis. We thank you that the TV, the radio, the cell phones, the iPads will not train up our children. Their parents will begin to get a revelation that they have to train the children, that they have to talk to them. So we honor you today and we say thank you, Lord Jesus. B-I-B-L-E. That's the book that the children need. That's the book we need. That's our basic instructions before leaving the earth. Well, we are so grateful you joined us this afternoon, May the 16th, 2023. Oh, yeah, you know that God is a good God, and he loves the children. He wants the children to come, be taught of him on a daily basis. So I thank God that the children are coming. We thank God today we have Adelie Johnson on with us from Louisiana. Her grandmother or her mom or dad brings her on the radio every Tuesday. Good afternoon, Adelie.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's your brother? Good. What are you going to sing today, Adelie?
I'm going to be praying.
Oh, you're going to be praying. Okay. Go ahead.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Nice singing song.
Adelie, just get ready to ask her. Thank you.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above it with some power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is awesome, God, he brings from heaven above it with some power and love. Our God is awesome, God. Our God is awesome, God.
Amen. That's beautiful, Adelie. Adelie, when will you be 5 years old?
On July 7th.
July 7th. That's 2 months from now. Oh, my God. We thank God for you, Father. I thank you for Adelie Johnson and her brother, Trey Z. We thank you for what you're doing in him. We thank you for blessing them in safety, peace, and protecting them from seen and unseen dangers. We thank you that they are learning by leaps and bounds, that they are brilliant, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we thank God for Adelie. And we have some people on with us from Florida. We have Sister Julia and her nephew Joe and her great-grandson They're on with us. Good afternoon, Minister Julia. How are you?
Good afternoon.
I'm here, and I'm 7 years old.
I'm King, and I'm 6 years old.
My name is Rabbi. I'm 7 years old.
We're going to be saying up the Lord's Prayer, and I will follow the prayer.
And the Lord is my shepherd for prayer. And it sure not want heart, but not high on trouble.
Okay, you guys ready? Come on.
Yep. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. When you try to steal waters, you restore my soul. Killing me the past, you ask Lord, name sake. Yeah, Lord, I walk through the valley, shadow of death. I feel no evil, but thou with me. Thou rod and staff, and comfort me. Thou prayer stand before me, and the pressure of my enemies. And none my head will all, my cup runs over. You need to be mercy upon me, all day in my life. I shall go out to the Lord forever. Amen. Let not heart be troubled. God, we're lost on me, in my father's house, or I mean imagine it. If when I saw, I would have told you, I go and pray a place for you. If I go and pray a place for you, I'll come in and receive you. You see myself, the where I am, there ye, there ye also. To where I go, and the way you go, tell me, said to him, Lord, we know where thou goest, I can know the way. He said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father, but by me.
Amen, amen.
Okay. I don't know him, I can't cut me off in the tongue, in the name, in the vision of faith, loving the God. I said, my one, I'm a land down, in the word, in the tongue, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God, thanks for the gift of life. Thanks for myself. Thanks for my brothers. Thanks for my sisters. Thanks for my mama. Thanks for my daddy. Thanks for the my soul. Thanks for letting me be on this world. Thank you for the sun. Thank you for the stars. Thank you for the moon. Thank you for my entire family. And God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the day I'm seeing for. Thank you for Sister G. Thank God. Thank you for this day. I'll be on the radio. I'll be on the radio every Tuesday. Me, Joe, Sire, and Mama. But King and not here. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. You think it's a light of mine.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let him shine. Jesus is alive, I'm going to let him shine. Jesus is alive, I'm going to let him shine. Let him shine, let him shine, let him shine.
And King going to sing, break every chain.
There's power, God. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Oh yeah, Jesus is alive. We love him. He loves us so. What? We still love him.
Amen. Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
God is good. All the time. All the time,
God
is good.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank you for Minister Julia Walker and her great-grandson coming on the radio on Tuesdays with us. They are powerful, powerful people of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Minister Julia, for Joe, for her great-grandson. I thank you, Lord God, that they are growing by leaps and bounds in the spirit and in the natural. I thank you that they are being taught of you, and great shall be their peace because they're young and they know who you are. They're able to call upon your name, your holy name, your mighty name. So, Father, I pray your protection around them. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, we thank God for the children. Today, our host is Vivian. Yes.
Joe want to sing. He got the whole world in his hand.
Whole world in his hand.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
In his hand, he got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world. In his hand, he got the whole world.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank God for each of you all coming on today. We love the children. Jesus said, let the children come to him. Don't try to stop them. So I thank God that the children are able to come on Tuesdays and pray and sing. They are blessed children. I thank God for each of you all coming on with us today. Our host today is Sister Vivian Collins from Marrero, Louisiana. And we say good afternoon, Minister Vivian. How are you? She's on, but I can't hear her. Minister Vivian, Sister Vivian, do you have your phone on mute?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I was talking and I'm on mute. So glad to hear the children tonight. Oh, what a blessing to hear the children. Wonderful. Praise God. Amen. Well, who all do we have on this afternoon?
All right. We have Sister Mary Coleman. These are all intercessors that's going to pray. It's the ones that's going to pray. We give you their name. Sister Lanny. Sister Annette. Sister Mary Nichols. And that's all I see right now. If any more come on, I will let you know.
Okay.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Bless each one of you. All right. Today we want to start by praying. Sister Mary Coleman. Let us start by praying for the children in war-torn countries such as Sudan, Israel. They had a breakout in Israel and also in Ukraine. Pray for these children's safety and the fear will not take them out. They won't live in fear continuously. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, right now we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, exalting, magnifying, glorifying, blessing, and praising your holy name. Heavenly Father, we are praying for the deliverance of these children, Heavenly Father. We are also praying, Heavenly Father, that you will sabotage the enemy's plans in their lives, Lord. Praying for their protection and covering. Place a shield of protection around them as they go to and fro. Be a lamp unto their feet, Lord, and a light unto their path. Let no weapons formed against them prosper, Lord. Keep them in perfect health. Let no viruses or bacteria multiply in their bodies. Let no plagues come near their dwelling, Heavenly Father. Cover their minds, Heavenly Father, while they sleep, Father. I know your promises are true. Father, whatever their needs are, I know that you will supply because the word tells us that you will supply all our needs according to your riches in heaven through Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, Again, cover their little minds, Heavenly Father, so they won't be in fear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Sister Lainey, can you pray for the children that are left behind after their mother been killed by bullets? Children that's been left after the parents got killed.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're the source of our lives. You're all that we will ever need. And Father, we transfer that revelation and that blessing to children who have lost their parents. And that loss has created new territory where they are insecure and feeling uncared for and unloved. God, we pray that you will meet those needs. And first of all, God, if you would, and I know you're already present. I know you already know. You know what the needs are. Well, we're petitioning as a body of believers, Father, that you would send ministry to ministers to them, love and care, and that someone in the family or someone in the community, in the extension of that child's life, will decide to take them, whether it be a father or another sister or aunt, to take that child in and to be conscious of the fact that the child will have been through hurtful feelings, and they will need to be comforted beyond the norm of what you would do with a normal child with simpler issues, because we know that death is a major loss, and as adults, we still struggle sometimes with loss. So we know children have an equally and even more difficult time struggling with loss. We pray, Father, that you will usher in peace to them, that you will send people, persons who love you, who know you, to look at them, to touch them, and let them know that they're not alone and that somebody will always be there for them to talk to when they need to talk, to listen to them when they need to express what's going on inside of them, what they're thinking and what they're feeling. God, we pray for a safe place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your grace and your mercy, your favor be upon them. Blood of Jesus covering them. Continually create the atmosphere that they need so that they will be competent, so they will be strengthened. We ask this prayer in the name of Jesus and others who are affected by that loss around that child, that they would participate in the care of that child as well as strengthen them as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Sister Annette, can you come against mental illness that is arising in our young people? That spirit be cursed in the name of Jesus.
And Father God, we just thank you for the privilege and opportunity to gather in your name. So we thank you, Lord God, and we pray that your mercy and grace abound toward the children that are suffering with mental illness. Lord, you know that the enemy is running rampant now, and you know that the enemy is trying to attack people's minds. And so, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over every child, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, this spirit of mental illness, Lord God, we curse it, the very seed and root of it, in the name of Jesus. We bind it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Father, we just lose health and well-being in the name of Jesus, emotional and mental health and well-being in the name of Jesus. We do pray for their salvation, Father, because you are the rock, Lord God. And, Father, they need you as an anchor of their soul. And so, God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch their hearts and minds. We ask you to loose laborers across their path, Lord God, to minister your word, that people's lights would shine, that the kids would ask about what is it that you have, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the love of God will be shed abroad toward those children in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray about instability, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, oh God, that stability, Father, they be established and settled Father, that there be stability in the home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, as we cry out for them, Father, we cry out for their parents, Lord God, who are under so much pressure, oh God, to perform. And Lord, with the pressures that the parents are having, sometimes the children are left alone or neglected or abused. But God, we ask you to turn things around for the children, Lord God, and we pray for healing of their minds and their spirit, their hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, God of all comfort, we pray that you would comfort and strengthen them. Let them know, Lord God, that they are loved, Father God. And, Father, that the one thing they can count on is you, Lord God. So we ask you, Lord God, to minister to their needs through sending people across their path, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we ask you, Father, for salvation. We ask you to fill them with your precious Holy Spirit. We ask you, Lord God, to redeem them from destruction, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we cry out, great rescuer, Father, rescue the children from mental illnesses as well as their parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you for your blood. Let it cover them, Lord God. And, Father, make a way of escape from mental illness, Father, to your stability and your stability in your word, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Mary Nichols, can you pray for children that as they get out of school, they will not be plotting and trying to plot up things to do to other ones that's coming out of school?
She's there. She may be on mute.
I am here.
Okay.
Taylor, we just thank you that you have brought us and the children to this point in history, that you have watched over them and given them an opportunity to even be here during the summer. So, Lord, we do ask guidance in their own minds as well as guidance for the people around them to help them to find those things, those activities, those thoughts, those beliefs that will help them to produce what you want them to produce. Thoughts, actions, relationships, Lord, that they would be all guided by you, by your love, your protection, your peace, your joy in their lives, so that they will not succumb to evil desires as well as thoughts that are not godly. Help them, Lord, to be kind to one another and to seek righteousness in your name. And just praise you, Lord, and thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Sister Vivian. Okay, hold on one second. Sister Vivian. Sister Marion Williams is on too.
Oh, okay. Marion. Okay. Sister G, pray for mothers that's putting their children on a medication just to get a check. Just keep sitting at home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Father, you are an awesome God. You know every child you created. You know the situation before the foundation of the earth that they would face. So, Father, many mothers are plotting even against their own children without even realizing it, Lord. They are getting medication to get money to put their children on medication that they don't need. So we rebuke that spirit of misuse of the children, abuse of the children. They don't even realize, but it's an abuse of the children,
yes.
Oh God. we rebuke the spirit of abuse from our children where they are being used, oh God, to get money, extra money in the name of Jesus so their mothers can use the money. Give their mothers a revelation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they don't need to put their children on medication. Oh God, you said if a person don't work, don't let them eat. So, Father, we pray that the parents will get a job in the name of Jesus instead of using their children to collect money. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every evil, wicked spirit, every plot, every plan that the enemy has against our children, oh God, to cause them to have to not be successful, to cause them, oh God, even to begin to depend upon medication. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in every household where the mother is taking money that she doesn't need to take for her children to put to medicate them. Even to sometimes they medicate them so much so, Lord God, that the children don't even know if it's night or day. Sometimes heavily medicated because they want to control their behavior. But you said spare the rod, spoil the child. For whatever reason, they put them on the meds, Lord. We thank you that the children will not have to take medication anymore. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Sister Miriam, can you pray for children that are being abused in the homes?
Okay. Heavenly Father, I come to you today right now, Lord God, on the strength of my own, but I bring the children before you right now, Lord God. Innocent babies and innocent children right now, Lord God. They're not receiving any love from their parents right now, Lord God, from their foster parents, from their real parents. I pray for them right now, Lord God, and the abuse that they are suffering right now in the homes that they're in right now, Lord God. I pray for them right now, Lord God. I pray for covering right now over them right now, Lord God. Stop the verbal abuse, stop the mental abuse, and stop the physical abuse right now, Lord God. Touch them right now, Lord God. Touch the caregivers right now. Touch their parents, their foster parents right now, Lord God. Let them show more love, more patience, more guidance right now, Lord God. Just cover them with your blood right now, Lord God, from all abuse right now, Lord God. And those that have been abused right now, Lord God, let them get therapy. Let them get help right now, Lord God, that they will not follow that cycle of abuse when they have a family right now, Lord God. Let them find some place or somebody. Call on the name of Jesus to help them right now, Lord God. Lord, I thank you and I praise you, and I just bring all of them to you, not only the abused children right now, Lord God, but all of our children right now, Lord God. These prayers I ask in no other name than your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Father God, I come before you, Lord God. Oh, God, as all these have come before you, Lord God. God, you know we are bringing our children before you this afternoon, God. Father God, those that are depressed and oppressed, oh, God, by the enemy, oh, God. Father God, that's trying to steal their mind, their thoughts, oh, God, so they cannot think clearly, God. We come against those spirits, oh, God, because, yes, they are many. Oh, God, we come against them, oh, God, and rebuke those spirits off of them so they will not sit down and be oppressed and depressed and think that they want to cut themselves or commit suicide. Devil, use a liar in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, your people, you made your people to be whole, God. We speak wholeness in them right now in every child, oh, God, that's depressed over something or another. The devil got them depressed. Oh, Father God, whatever it is, oh, God. Lord, we are bringing them before you, God, that they be delivered, God, from this enemy, oh, God, because he comes to seek, to steal, and to kill, oh, God. And, God, you said that we come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So I pray life over them in the name of Jesus. I pray that they shall live and not die. I pray wholeness.
in Jesus' name, oh God. Father, thank you, Lord God, oh God, for the womb that brought these children here, oh God, and God, they brought them here, oh God, in joy, not to, oh God, be depressed or oppressed, God. Father, we thank you for every child, oh God, that has brought into the land, the ones that have grown up to be teenagers, the ones that have grown on up to be adults. Father, thank you, Father God. Lord, look what the Lord has done. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against our children now shall prosper. We are bringing it before you, Lord God. We are lifting up every young girl, every young boy, oh God, right now, God, that feels like they just can't go on, God. But, God, we know in you, God, there is liberty, God. So lift them up, God, oh, God, that they'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Oh, God, they'll stand, God, and proclaim the goodness of the Lord. Oh, God, Lord, they, oh, God, they'll start playing praise music in their ears, oh, God, so they'll be delivered, God, and they'll sing praise to you, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, because you have a way, oh, God, for each one, oh, God, to come out of that thing, oh, God, that they will not, oh, God, yes, Lord, be deterred and follow after another God, but they'll follow wholly after you, oh, God. Father, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Sister Mary Coleman, can you pray for against abortion this week? Praise God. Sister Mary Coleman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I'm so sorry. Heavenly Father, come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. Bring in, Heavenly Father, for the unborn. Yes, Lord. Pray in, Heavenly Father, that the mothers will give some thought, Heavenly Father, before they make that choice. We pray, Heavenly Father, that they will understand that you, only you, are the controller over life and death. And Heavenly Father, touch their hearts. Transform their hearts to turn to you instead of turning or making that choice to abort their children. This is a method that man has used to depopulate, and it is wrong. It is wrong. And we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to look down upon these politicians and people that encouraging women to abort their children. Not only in this country, Heavenly Father, but in the world, that they're using this method to decrease their population. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray this, Lord. Amen, 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 and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Lane, can you pray for children to be more obedient to their parents?
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for parents who love you. We thank you for parents who receive you. They confess with their mouth and believe in their heart and receive you into their life. And they belong to the body of Christ. We lift those parents up to you, Father, that they will take the time to spend time with their children to guide them to study, to know the Word of God, to understand who you are, understand who they are, how you purpose them, how you have a plan for them, and how you want to put them in position that they can operate in your power in the earth. God, we thank you for parents who are sensitized to that. We pray, God, that the Holy Spirit will guide them and give them guidance and instructions as to how to do it in such a way that the children are receptive. We pray for their little hearts to be tender, teachable, their minds to be open and ready to receive instruction. Hallelujah. And we pray, God, for the atmosphere that they have set so they can have distractions such as cell phone, TV, radio, and other things out of the way so the parents can have complete that audience with them completely at that moment. And, Father, as they begin to listen, hallelujah, we pray for the work of the Holy Spirit to begin to pull on them. I know that your word says you decided everybody was born on earth. They were born to give you glory. The children don't know that, but they are parsed and they're ready. We just need someone to point them in this direction. Thank you for the kingdom connection, God, where you said you have given every man a measure of faith, an opportunity. I call that the connector. It's what you give us so that we can connect to you. Hallelujah. We can know you. Hallelujah. And the partner by saying the power of your resurrection. God, I pray for parents who have not been saved. They will not have the ability to teach their children about you if they don't know you. So we pray for the salvation of parents, that the salvation of parents will marry into the family, that their faith will be married to their children and their children and their children's children. Hallelujah. We pray for a blessing upon those households. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that ministry will come, that the body of Christ, people you have set in their arena, that the atmosphere will be conducive, that they want to give their life to you and ask for instructions how to live. And they will be an example before their children, even before they begin to teach them. They will show them what life in Christ looks like. Hallelujah. Now, God, Father, I pray after the parents have done that work that you'll protect them, protect the children's learning. They will discern right from wrong, and they will make the best choices according to how Holy Spirit leads them. We thank you for your presence right now. We release this prayer in your name, God, that the parents will be in position to be teachers for their children about you. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Sister Annette, can you pray for children that are in the children's hospital with all kind of diseases, all kind of everything that attacks physically while they are in the hospital?
Father God, we just thank you, Father, for the prayers that have gone up before me, and I touch and agree with those prayers. And, Lord, as we're praying for children that are in hospitals, Father, praying for their health and well-being, Father, Father, we thank you, Father God, that you are the great physician. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that healing would spring forth speedily in the name of Jesus. Father, we curse every virus, germ, disease that would try to attach itself to the children in the name of Jesus. We curse the very seed and root of it, Lord God. We curse it in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we bind those spirits, we lose health and strength, Lord God, and well-being, Lord God. We just speak health to them in the name of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We pray that the people who are working with them, the physicians and the nurses, everybody from housekeeping on up, God, that they would be laborers, Lord God, who would minister to those children. And we pray that you give the doctors wisdom and knowledge and understanding on how to treat them. But God, we know that you are God of miracles. And so, God, we know that you are able to perform miracles in their lives. And so, God, we ask you to spare the children. Let them live and not die, that they can declare the works of the Lord. And, Father, we ask you, Father, to give them abundant life, because we know that the enemy comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. But we stand in the gap today, oh God, Father, for abundant life for these children in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, as these situations are going on, Father, we pray that you would draw them as well as their parents closer to you, Lord God, that this situation is an opportunity, Lord God, for them to draw nigh unto you as you draw nigh unto them in the name of Jesus. So, Father, every hospital throughout the world, Lord God, as we're crying for world health for the children, God, we pray, oh God, for your mercy and grace to abound toward the children, God. And we just pray, Lord God, that you would give the staff, Lord God, the wisdom to treat these children. We also pray that treatment and care is abundant, Lord God. Father, that they would be able to receive the proper care, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus as we pleaded over them, Lord God. And, Father, we speak life over them, Father, that they will live, Lord God. Father, live and not die and declare your work. So, Father, we just thank you, Father, for protecting them, oh God, and keeping them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. We also pray that what the devil meant for evil, that you turn it around for good, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we speak life over them, Father. They will live, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we honor you today, God. Thank you for your word, Father. You are the God that healeth. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
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 Now, Sister Mary Nichols, can you pray for children, our young people, as they are getting out of school, that they won't be slothful, that they'll have a mind to work. They won't lay around all day, but they will go find a job and work across the summer. Sister Mary Nichols.
Her phone is on mute.
Okay, Sister G, you want to take it?
Sister Mary Nichols, are you there? Okay. Can you repeat the request? Oh, for summer jobs for the children. Okay,
yeah.
Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you love the children so much and you want them to learn and to be obedient, oh God. You want them not to be idle, because we know that the idle mind is the devil's workshop. So we're thanking you for the children getting jobs, applying for them now. We thank you that jobs will be waiting for children. You train the children on different kinds of jobs, jobs that will help them even in the future, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you that children will not sit around looking at their tablets, their cell phones all day playing games, but that they will be taught how to go on a computer, how to go online, apply for jobs, and get the jobs. In the name of Jesus, Lord, children have it so easy today, because we used to have to walk or take the bus to go look for a job, but now children can go on a computer online and look up jobs. So I think that the parents will assist them. The teachers will assist them in getting summer jobs so that they will stay out of trouble. They won't sit home idle all day, but they'll be responsible children. They will learn many things from working, as well as getting an income for themselves to buy their school clothes or whatever they may need, their book bags, whatever they may need. So we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity for our children to get jobs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sister Marion?
Yes.
Can you pray for the children that are being brought across the border, that they won't be hungry out there?
that they finding a safe place to rest with their children.
Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, Lord God. I bring all the migrants right now, Lord God, that are trying to come here to seek asylum, Lord God, to find a better life right now, Lord God, to just find a place where they can thrive right now, Lord God. I pray for the children that are coming across with their parents right now, Lord God. Cover them with your blood right now, Lord God. So many of them don't make it right now, Lord God, but provide food, shelter, and clothing for all of the children right now, Lord God, and their parents right now, Lord God. Open up the means and ways for them to come here, Lord God, and to be able to live, Lord God, a fruitful and successful, healthy life right now, Lord God. Cover them with your blood right now, Lord God. Let the government find a way, Lord God, to take care of these migrants right now, Lord God, when they get here, Lord God. Help them right now, Lord God. Stop the trafficking right now, Lord God. Stop the people that are charging them all this money that they've saved up and then they wind up not being able to make it here because they die on the way right now, Lord God. Cover our children right now, Lord God, and their parents right now, Lord God. Just continue to bless them right now, Lord God. Continue to find a safe haven for them right now, Lord God, a safe space right now, Lord God, a place for food, shelter, and clothing will be provided for them right now, Lord God. Lord, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Mary Nichols?
She's not on. She must have gotten okay. off.
Oh, okay. Great are you, Lord. You are great, God. And so, Lord, I'm so glad that we can depend upon you. I am so glad, Lord, that we can call upon you. I am so glad that you know each one of us. Now, Lord, you know the children, oh God, the young ones, the ones that's in juvenile, our little juveniles, God. I'm bringing them before you, Lord, because they are getting in trouble, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, at an early age, Lord. And Father God, I speak over them right where they are in juvenile attention. Oh, Father God, that they get a new mindset. Holy Spirit, touch them, oh God, touch them. Let them not want to steal no more. Hallelujah. Let them not want to break into cars anymore. Let them not want to do harm to other people anymore. Oh, Father God, touch the young people's mind, God, and turn them towards you, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, every juvenile behind prison walls, God, oh, Father God, Lord, you know the enemy, oh, God, was more sharper than they were, God. But, God, you are more powerful than the enemy. Hallelujah. And we know that you can deliver. Hallelujah. And, oh, God, because there is nothing too hard for you. Oh, yes, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, look on every juvenile, boy or girl, God. Oh, God, that, oh, God, have did things, God. God, you done died for them, God. Oh, Father God, help them, oh, God, to know you. Let someone minister to their hearts that they may turn from their little wicked ways, oh, God. Oh, God, turn from hurting other people. Turn from taking what does not belong to them. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying, oh, God, for the young ones that's coming up, oh, God. Oh, Father God, that they won't continue to go the same old way. Oh, God, but they will turn to the things that are right, the things that are pure, the things that are holy. Oh, God, and they'll follow hard after you, oh, God, and they will not land up in a big prison, a state prison or something, Lord God, because they are desire, in their heart's desire, oh, God, to turn to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are praying. Sister Mary Coleman, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Rebuke the spirit of drugs off our young people.
Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. We lift up our young people who is indulging in drugs and alcohol. Heavenly Father, we ask you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, to touch them, to transform their minds, their hearts, turn them to you, seek help. We also, Heavenly Father, ask that their parents to them, that they will listen and be supportive to encouraging them to get into programs to help them. Programs, Heavenly Father, that will educate them to the detriment of drugs and alcohol and encourage them to make choices of finding jobs and not being followers of their peers that taking a shortcut and selling drugs and stealing and shoplifting and doing all sorts of evil things. So we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to look down on them. Heavenly Father, have mercy upon them. Let your Holy Spirit come and lead them and guide them. As well as their parents. Because a lot of times parents don't know what to do in these situations. They don't have an answer, but Father, we know that you have an answer. So we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to be there for them, lead them and guide them, and make them right choices, as well as their families. In the name of the Lord Jesus, cover them with the blood of Jesus. They're your children as well. We know the blood will break every yoke. If it's a generational curse, we know, Heavenly Father, that the blood can cover that. We know the blood can break all generational curses. So let them and their family turn to you, Heavenly Father, for help. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Sister Laney, can you come against drowning and hit and run accidents during this summer?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will protect our children from hit-and-run accidents, car accidents in the streets, when they are playing or when they are just walking down the street, drivers who are not sensitive to the children around them and the children not sensitive to the cars. We pray, Father, for angelic that an angel will come and be of assistance there if needed to protect our children in Jesus' name. When they go to the parks or when they go to private ponds and they're swimming, trying to keep cool. Oh, God, protect them from drowning. Protect them from things in the water that they could be entangled in that would keep them under the water if they try to resurface. God, we just pray for divine intervention God, we pray for wisdom that somebody, adult who will be in charge of the children who's teaching them and giving them guidance will give them good knowledge and wisdom to know how to use that knowledge to avoid putting themselves in those kinds of situations. Hallelujah. We pray, God, that the children will listen and operate in obedience. And, Father, where there is disobedience, we just pray for your grace and mercy to cause them to survive it and that they'll be wise enough to stay away from those kind of situations, putting themselves in those situations on the next time around. Hallelujah, God. We pray that the enemy would not cause them to be disobedient to things that they've been instructed to do that would keep them safe, help them make good choices. I pray for children around other children that they, too, will help them stay out of the street. Come over here. Walk with me. Let me hold your hand. Create a safe environment for them. If they have to walk down the street, that they will be protective of each other. God, we thank you for there is love in children. Children are simply able to show that love easier than we are sometimes. But sometimes if they just don't have the right examples, they don't know how to be because they're going to be what they see. So all of this, their wisdom to help each other, their knowledge to know what to do in situations is predicated on parents who are paying attention to teach them, if for lack of a better word, street etiquette, how to do street protocol to make the best choices of how to stay safe, around water. If they're playing in the water, that they won't cause harm to each other. We thank you, Father, that we know that it's not your desire that any should perish. So we pray, Father, for your grace and your mercy, your compassion, that you will save them from themselves. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Annette, can you pray against the spirit of anger?
Anger. And yes, ma'am. Thank you. Father God, we just bless you, Lord God. Father, we know that you are the creator of anger. But we know that the problem now is that the anger that's being displayed now is negative anger. And so we pray, Lord God, that the parents and the teachers and that they would instruct the children in ways to express anger in a positive way. There is a positive way to express anger. And so, God, we pray that this evil way of expressing anger by murder and destroying property and doing all manner evil, Father, that that type of anger, Father, would not exist, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray that the children be instructed, oh God, that anger in itself is not bad. It's what they choose to do with it that makes it bad. And so we pray, Lord God, that you give the parents wisdom, even the teachers, and that they would know what type of discipline would be appropriate, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we ask you, Lord God, to help them. You said train up a child in the way he'll go, or he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart. So, Father, we know that you created anger, so we know that there is good in anger, but we know that there is bad in anger. And what we're seeing a lot of today is bad, destructive anger. And so, God, we just ask you, Lord God, for the children to have training, Lord God, be it at school, be it in boys and girls clubs, wherever their parents, Lord God, that they would be instructed how to handle their anger in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, sometimes with certain races and stuff, they're taught to suppress anger and it comes out in a bad way. And so, God, we just pray, Lord God, that your mercy and grace would abound, Lord God, that anger would not destroy our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But, Father, that they would have
know all the to destroy anger, to not let it rule and reign over them in the name of Jesus. So we ask you for instructions that they can be trained, oh God, to deal with anger. And Father, to realize that anger in itself is not evil, but it's what you do with it that determines the goal. So we ask you for your mercy and grace to abound, Father. We ask that you sanctify and consecrate the children. We pray, Lord God, for their salvation. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister G, would you close us out?
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful that you said, can you pray with me 1 hour? So, Lord, we have spent an hour on the prayer line today. We thank you for the intercessors who came on to pray. We thank you for those who listened in and agreed with the prayer, Lord God. I thank you for their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all that you're doing on their behalf, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for making a way where there's seemingly no way. I thank you for an abundant supply, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you that you will satisfy us all with long life in the name of Jesus. You said pray without ceasing, Lord. So I ask you for special blessings for those who came on today, the children, the grandparents, the great-grandparents, all the intercessors, Lord God, everyone who prayed, those who agreed. And we honor your presence. You are a mighty God. We can't do anything without you. We're thanking you that if each one of us opened our mouths in prayer, you prayed it through us. So walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. And surely your goodness and your mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in your presence forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Love y'all. Thank y'all so much for coming on. Look forward to hearing you all tomorrow, Wednesday. We have midweek Bible study, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Join us if you're available. We're going to study and see what the Lord has to say to us. Love y'all. Have an awesome evening. Bye-bye.
Yeah.